listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Police are seeking information on the whereabouts of a young Geraldton man. 22-year-old Denham Ranger is described as around 171 centimetres tall, with short brown hair and a rat's tail, brown eyes and a moustache. He's known to frequent the Carloo, Rangeway and Spalding areas, as well as Carnarvon. Anyone with information should contact police. More than 12,000 cows are set to be surveyed in a Calves Alive project run by East Coast researchers in efforts to improve the fertility outcomes and health of cattle. It's as hundreds gather at this year's Beef Week in Queensland, which welcomes people from the Aussie beef community to celebrate all facets of the industry. UQ Associate Professor Louis Prada-E-Silva says they've been using tail hair tests to identify which cows are the most efficient and can reproduce well.
We can tell if the animal is good at preserving the little protein they have available on pastures or not, and to test whether or not we can actually test in a tail hair earlier in life of the animal if the animal will be an efficient animal or not.
Wi-Fi enabled ambulances and smartphones. That's how St. John WA crews in our Midwest will benefit from $117,000 in funding. The 5G tech upgrades hoping to improve their service in remote areas. In sport, spectators, officials and players flocked to Geraldton over the weekend for the annual 2024 Geraldton Open. The three-day squash event saw players take to the courts across men's, women's and junior divisions. In the men's and women's opens, Tim Cowell and Fiona Hooley both recorded big wins across the tournament to finish undefeated. And round two of Geraldton Senior Netball gets underway tonight. You can catch all the action at the indoor courts from 6:30. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.